Good evening, Abba Isai. Good evening. Okay, today I want to, Be'ezer Hashem, get quite far. I would like to complete Simen Resh Lamed Aleph and then go through, if possible at all, go through the entire Resh Lamed Beis. We'll see if that's possible at all. So we started yesterday Simen Resh Lamed Aleph, which is the whole concept of everybody's, person's kavanah should be all Hashem Shema. I find Resh Lamed Aleph one of the most unique seifim, simonim, because it's so, nowadays we would call it, it's a bit musadik. Everybody's action should be Hashem Shemaim, and it's quite interesting. So we are up to Seif Aleph, which is the only seif. He might also be one of the longest seif in Shulchan Aruch Avonda, in Eir Chaim. We are up to V'chein. That's right. Thank you so much. So we're learning that a person should always have intention when he eats, he sleeps, he drinks, whatever he does, he should do it with intention to serve the Ribbono Shel Olam. It's quite hard, no? It's quite hard. Yeah? It's really hard. V'chein, similarly, afilu leisha b'soy d'shorim. Are we all in the same place? V'chein? Yeah, it's like about, how many lines is it? Mr. Berlin, how many lines? Oh, I see. So, have you got it? So the second last line of the word of the line, second last word of the line starts with chen after full stop. Seven lines. Eight. Okay. Yes, I'm seven. Yes, I'm eight. Yeah. Okay. Chen similarly, even if you are sitting amongst tzaddikim, v'lamo mikom tzaddikim, and when you are sitting and standing amongst other people, v'leilech, and to go be'atzas tzmimim, in the ways of wholehearted people, im oslo anunas atzmoy, if a person is spending some time with a very good crowd, if he's doing it for his own benefit, l'ashtim chevtze v'tavo oslo enu meshubach, if a person is spending time with some socially considered VIP people, he's doing it for his own self, that's wrong. Just because you're sitting with tzaddikim, that doesn't mean you are tzaddik, and it doesn't mean it's necessarily the right thing to do. You have to do it with the right intentions. Elim Kain also Lishem Shemaim, you have to do it Lishem Shemaim. So even when you pick your crowd, you have to do it with the right intentions. V'chein b'shchiva, also when you go to sleep. Don't go to sleep for the sake of it. If you are able to learn Torah, if you are able to learn Torah for mitzvahs, you are able to fulfill mitzvahs, don't go to sleep just because we've got spare time. Don't go to sleep because you've got spare time, because the truth is you haven't got spare time. You haven't got spare time. You should do Torah mitzvah, you should learn if you've got a bit of spare time. Don't like put yourself, you know, don't go to bed just because you've got spare time. Hello, only a filu bizman shu yogea, v'tzorech leishan kedei lanuach meyigosoy. Even if you are tired and you need to go to sleep, you're physically exhausted and you need to go to sleep. If you do it purely for the physical enjoyment, finally in bed. No. You should try to do so with the right intentions that I'm going to sleep now because Hashem, tomorrow is going to be a fresh day and it kirches for the next day. Even a person gets married, a person should get married for the right intentions. Children just for the sake for them serving you. When you're talking to people, just schmoozing around with people, even when you are saying wise things and terrible things, when you're schmoozing, you should have the right intentions. Do it with positive, with an positive attitude. It doesn't always have to be Torah. Obviously, you know how to talk about other things as well. But have the right attitude, the right approach, that it should be for something positive and constructive for the Ribbono Shel Olam. The rule is, what is the rule? A person should put his eyes and his heart al drochov on his ways. Velishkoil kol ma'isov b'moiz nisichloim should be balanced. You should have the general approach of serving Hashem, and when you see something which is helping the serving Hashem, service of Hashem, then you should do it. If you see this is a disturbance and hindrance of serving Hashem, you should not do it. Over this, somebody does so. Does is a proper over to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Mishnah Berurah is very interesting. Sif Kotten Ches says, okay, so does that mean a person is only allowed to work sufficiently to just to be mefarnes the family? So when you've got enough money, you shouldn't work anymore? So people who are self-employed. So when you've got the week covered, you stop. Chavetz Chaim used to do that. Chavetz Chaim had a shop. And everybody liked to go to Chavetz Chaim's shop because they all realized that it's a very big, great chos to support. It was his wife, actually. He did the bookkeeping. Chavetz Chaim was makpe to the bookkeeping himself. Because he wanted to make sure that everything is straight and right and he doesn't owe anybody money. But the shop was like his wife sold. So Chavetz Chaim, when he had enough money for the week, which was a very minimal amount, he stopped. He told his wife not to. Everybody went to his shop. And when he had the shop was always very popular. And then he realized that everybody was going to him. So he stopped the shop when he had sufficient money, made the cheshbon, how much money he needed for the week. And when he had reached that figure, then he told his wife, that's it, we're shutting the shop now for the week. Because we have enough money for the week. But is that what a person has to do? Or maybe not? Pardon? To what? To? Oh, very good. That's what Mishnah Berurah says. Mishnah Berurah says, no. The truth is you don't have to go that far. Of course you're allowed to earn a bit of extra. You don't have to go mamash to the penny. You make a cheshbon how much costs bread, milk, bills.
But you're also providing a service to the community.
Yeah.
The shop, you're not giving them the service.
Yeah, so I suppose it's assuming there's other shops out there as well. So Mishnah Berurah does say that you're allowed, even if you're an Oshir, even if you're a very wealthy person, you're allowed to continue working. So those of us who've got millions in the back in the bank accounts, like probably most of us, who've got millions in the bank account, doesn't mean you have to stop working. No, you're allowed to stop working, but you can continue as well. Mishnah Berurah says, so he says that the pure intention of actually supporting others, that's a fair kavona, fair intention. So if you're going to provide for others and you're going to give some of that to the stocker, and you're going to give a substantial amount, you're going to help others with it, so that's perfectly fine, and you're allowed to continue working even though you've got millions in the bank account. He says also, even if it's another reason as well, if you've got a business that employs Yidden, is that itself is a worthy cause. That you've got somebody who's got a business, and there's Yidden working in your business, don't stop it, because you are providing parnassus for other fellow Yidden, and consequently, it would be wrong to stop it. So that's another fair. So either you're earning sufficient, you want to give to stocker, you've got plenty of spare, you give to stocker, that's great. And if you're not able to give a great amount of stocker, but you're providing others by giving parnassus to others, you've got business that support, that's fair as well. He said there's no greater stocker than that, he says. Okay. Fine, this is Resh Lamed Aleph. Resh Lamed Base. Dvorim Asurim Lasu B'Shas Mincha. Now, we're now reaching actually another grand topic, which is the topic of Mincha. So basically we've covered, remember the first Simonim started with Hashkama Zabayka, Shachiz, we went to Pesukah de Zimra, Shema, Shemene Esra, they went through all the brachas, and then we went through all the brachas, and now because I'm Mazen, and everything Zimun, etc., etc., etc. Now, all the brachas that were relevant to eating, and after other additional brachas, and now, full stop, a new topic altogether, which is Tefillas Mincha. Now we're going to be reaching Tefillas Mincha Maariv, which is not so much, actually, before we're going to reach the end of the Chelek Aleph, which is a Chelek Beis, which is going to be Hilcha Shabbos. But now, in terms of Mincha, the halach is as follows. Let's see what he says. Him ashoas tchuko ispalu belachash. Now, if there's very little time, you run out of time. If you run out totally of time, shah tchuko, you're pressed for time, ispalu belachash, you should daven quietly. Ve'achach yom ha'shliach tzibun, after the shliach tzibun davens, mogen, mechaye, v'yanik dusho, misayim oyel, okay, lakodosh. If you're pressed for time,
You should daven, and the Shliach Tzipur is going to say afterwards loud, Shmoneh Esre, but he's going to stop by Kedusha.
If there's no time to finish Shmoneh Esre before Shkia, what should happen is, as Shulchan Aruch says, you should daven quietly, and the Shliach Tzipur says, Mogen, Mechayev, and Kedusha, okay, Lakodesh, and afterwards quietly. Is that what we do when Shod Chukah, when there's no time, is that what happens? Yes? Slightly different. Slightly different. What is it? Oh. So tell me how does it work? Oh. Okay. So has anybody experienced that before? You've done it? What was the case? What was it, a regular day, or was it? And there was supposed to be no time before that, before Shkia?
No.
Needed to go. And right? Okay. So, right, what did you experience?
On the mountain.
And just you ran it before Shkia. Yeah. So, how did you do it exactly? Yeah. Until Kedusha?
And then everybody
fired. After Kedusha? After Kedusha, everybody. Right, that's what the Shulchan Aruch says. V'yesh Oimrim. So the Rama says that alternatively what can happen is that everybody starts Shmoneh Esreh with the Chazan, and then after Kedusha, he says Kedusha Lad, and you're and then afterwards, after Kedusha, he goes quiet and everybody else happens quietly. And right, alternatively, everybody can be quiet after Kaddish, the Shliach Tzibur by himself starts loud Shmoneh Esreh until after Kedusha, and then everybody else does a start Shmoneh Esreh quietly. Have you experienced that?
Yeah.
Why is it not done? Why is it not done? Option three is done more often. Yeah, I also think so. I think that the reason why it is not done is that it is probably the slightly better version. The Rama suggests that's because of Shod Chukah, so it's another additional extra minute for the Olam. They'll finish an extra minute early, so it is the better version. Number
three,
the version of the Olam starting Shmoneh Esreh after Kedusha. Yeah. So Mishnah Berurah does say this is on the very extreme circumstances. There is great controversy amongst the poskim if that can be done regularly or not. Pashtos, it can't be done regularly. It's an emergency situation. Yes, if you're on a plane, if you're at a mountain, if you have to leave the place, whatever, on the emergency situation, but it is not ideal at all. There was kelis that used to do it. That's a historic fact. It used to be kelis that used to do it throughout the winter months or winter weeks, when it was really in the northern part of Europe. I don't know if in England it was so widespread, and other kelis used to sometimes do that because it was very extreme. It was a very short time to do mincha, and they used to do that a bit more regularly. I don't think it's done in England regularly, is it? So you go to the small kelis in the outskirts? No, maybe not. But there was that. There was also some yeshivas who do it. And it's a bit questionable what the background of that is, but it's Shulchan Aruch only mentions it as an emergency situation. Lo yeshev hodam leistaper. There is a person should not. Now we're talking about certain things a person is allowed to do before mincha. Lo yeshev hodam leistaper so mochla mincha sheispalel. A person should not go and have a haircut before mincha time. Mincha time to be defined. We'll see what mincha time means. But when it's before mincha time, a person is not to go to the barber. The Mishnah Berurah says that why not? Because we are worried that maybe when a person that a scissors might break, and so you go up to the barber, the scissors break, and then he has to get himself new scissors. And that might take a bit of time. You can't walk away like this. Half a haircut, front is done, the back isn't, or vice versa. The right side is done, the left side is not done. So he can't walk away. He has to wait until the new scissors are replaced and new scissors are brought. So therefore, we don't take any risks. Because we know you're not going to go like this to Mincha in Shul, with the right side cut and the left not.
So therefore, don't even start. Don't have your haircut. Don't go to the barber just before mincha. Yeah. Oh, so the Mishnah Berurah says, very good point. What if you know they spare? Very good question. Beautiful question. So the Mishnah Berurah says that. Mishnah Berurah says. Safe cotton, where is it? No, it must be related. Ah, Vav, that's right. Very good. Thank you very much. Could be if it's got two or three scissors. Mukhan and Efana prepared before him. Shari, it's permitted. If you've got, if you know that this barber is a particularly very well organized and equipped barber, the Mishnah Berurah says that you could potentially go to him as well. However, there is a cholkim, and I imagine that the reason for that is that because it's a low plug. But there are matirim. Okay, v'lo ikonis lemechatz, a person should not go to the communal bathhouse before minchav lo lebursiki. Mokum shavdim shoma oirois, place that a tannery, I think that's what it's called, where the skins, the leathers are produced. Don't go there, the bursiki, just before mincha. And now don't go to eat. We all know what we look like when we eat. Therefore, don't start a great meal, don't start a meal before mincha, because we're likely to forget ourselves. Right? Oh, we'll see what it means exactly. Even a small meal, before mincha gedolah. Now here we've got already, we're talking about mincha gedolah. Now, let us define mincha gedolah and mincha ketana. But you know what, let's wait for that. Let's wait for that because I want to just go to the Suda ketana. Now what happens if you start with any of this? You went to the barber, or you started a meal, or you went to the bursiki. You don't need to stop. You may not have been allowed to start, but if you started, you don't need to stop. If you're by the barber already, you should have not gone in the first place. But you don't have to stop. Vehu, that we're saying that you don't need to stop. He says that if you know that if everything goes well, he's going to finish with my haircut, and I still have time to have mincha, then it's fine. But avol imen shus lispal achkach. If you went that late and you know that after having given my haircut, I'm not going to have time to daven anymore, then you have to stop right now and right then. So again, you shouldn't have gone in the first place. But if you did go, you don't have to stop unless you know that I'm going to run late for mincha. So you have to stop straight away. Now let us define what is called the beginning of a haircut. At what point is it called you have started already your haircut? Definition of starting is not even when he started cutting. Rather, it is when he put the shmata, like the sudda, the towel, basically, on al-birkov, on his lap. That's like, you know, not to get the trousers dirty. So when he put something there, that's considered really the start of the haircut, and you don't have to stop. You can carry on now, unless obviously you're going to run too late. First, cholas mechatz, what's considered the beginning of going to the bathhouse, that you don't have to stop. Mishayishpoit levusha elyon, when you took off the outer garment, not even the inner garment, but the outer garment has been taken off. That's called already having started. First, cholas busiki, and the busiki, the tannery, that's mishayikshoy beged ben kseifov kidecha busikim. That's when mishayikshoy beged ben kseifov, when they knot. The baggage being safe of kidecha busikim. That's what busikim do. They tie the baggage being safe between his shoulders. That is considered the beginning of the busiki. Fascholas din. I forgot to mention that actually. Also, when it's a din, you mustn't make a din teira, a court case before mincha. What's considered the beginning of a court case? If that started earlier already. There was already all the dinei teira prior to that. Mishiaschilu badin in Litoin. When they start tining. Ah, he's chayv, he's guilty. That's what happened. When it's beginning to be a discussion, a dialogue, a conversation, that's when you can't. It's called already started. You don't have to stop. Oh, v'im lo yisukim boy. But if they didn't start really a dinei Torah yet, mishis atfu at the dayonim. When the dayonim put a talis on, when they put it on the talis, that's considered having started, and you don't have to stop anymore.
Nowadays, it could even be that no talas. It's just when they sit down in order to have the conversation and the din Torah. When they sit down to have that din Torah, that's when they don't have to stop anymore. What's considered starting to eat? When you wash your hands. But after that, it's considered having started already. Okay. Good. Now, in terms of the haircut, I would say, what about cutting beards? If you want to cut your beard before mincha, you have to do that. Trim, shave. Same halacha applies or not? No. More chashuv, cutting hair is more chashuv than cutting beard. Okay, Rabbi Yisrael, what are you telling me? Yeah. Same or not the same? Less busha? So, the Rabbi Yisrael, the poskim said there's no difference at all. And I can understand that very well, because you also wouldn't, because what's the whole reason why you don't go to the bar? Because we're concerned you're going to miss mincha. Why are you going to miss mincha? Because this is my break. And you're not going to go to shul with a funny haircut. Half completed haircut. So the same applies also if you're having a trim, or you're shaving your beard, or you're having a trim, and it's still not completed. It's like half side is done and the half isn't done. You're unlikely to run to shul like that. And therefore, here again the same svara applies. And again, you're not allowed to start having cut your beard just before mincha time, because you may end up, if chashon breaks, you may also, the same chashash applies. Here again, if you've got a number of machines at home or whatever it may be, then it may be acceptable, like the svara earlier. But generally speaking, there is the same issue of beard applies as well. Yeah?
What happens if, for example, this week Monday, you didn't have a haircut,
you wouldn't be able to have a haircut for 3 weeks, you'd have to
stay
for a haircut? No. Why?
So therefore
what?
There's a
heter. There's no heter, or no? No. Yeah. Marif Shabbos, what do you mean? No, I'm not talking about Shabbos, I'm talking regular weekday. Oh, Marif is in the other discussion. We leave Marif for Marif. We leave it. That mincha is more severe. Let us define what exactly Ve'esh Cholkim, the Ramos says now. V'yeish cholkim, and says, no. Talking about eating, he's going about the eating issue. Not yet before mincha. Imagine that. Rabbi said, you eat before mincha today? Did you eat mincha? But you eat before mincha? He allowed to eat before mincha? Why was not called? How do you define a suda? So you need to wash. So you're not allowed to wash before mincha, but if you're just having, if you're having rice and schnitzel, that's fine. Okay, Rabbi Yisrael, v'yeish cholkim, some disagree. V'sviru, they say, says the Ramah, the su'ud k'tana muta. A small, light meal is permitted before mincha. V'yeinu also, but it's only also besudas nisuin amina. A grand suda, like suda's bris, like a chasana, that you're not allowed. That's like a proper meal, that you're not allowed. But otherwise, a light meal is fine. We continue. V'yeish, another opinion says, na'afilu sudu g'doylo, somuch la'mincha g'doylo shari. Some say, no, you can be much more lenient, even a grand meal, before mincha g'doylo is permitted. Mincha g'doylo again being, well, mincha g'doylo is just after chatzos, that's like early afternoon. There, if it's before mincha g'doylo, you'll have even a grand meal. V'yeish, the sudu k'tana, afilu somuch la'mincha k'tana shari. Some say that sudu k'tana, small light meal. You're allowed even before mincha k'tana, that's right before shkia. You're allowed a small light meal. We allow a grand meal before mincha gdoila. We allow a light meal before mincha ktana. We allow. Tahainu, explaining. As I just explained. So what's not allowed, you're not allowed to have a great meal before, like a half an hour before shkia, that you wouldn't be allowed to have a great meal, a grand meal. I mean, a sudu gdoila, you're not allowed before mincha ktana. That you're not allowed. Ve'ef sha'atam, mishum sha'achshav koren le'beis ha'knesset. Ah. So why can we be lenient nowadays? Because nowadays we can generally be mekel, because nowadays people are called to the shul. We're not worried that people are going to forget and end up not davening. Have a great meal, you're not allowed to start. What comes out from this Shulchan Aruch is from this Rama is that a Suda Gedoyla, you are not allowed to start before a larger meal, you're not allowed to start before mincha ktana. That's what comes out. So a half an hour, I'm going to call it half an hour now, but within the time of mincha, which nowadays, you're not allowed to start a great meal, large meal. So so what do we do about that? Is that a problem or not? Davening before. So daven before supper.
Well, if there's plenty of time, if in the summer, if you have supper at 4 to 5 o'clock, then
you're fine. Yeah. Yeah, okay. Rabbi, it's definitely something to be aware of. Now, I want to tell you one cooler that is going to be a straight-out cooler for many, which is always solve the problem. Shulchan Aruch says that there is no issues whatsoever nowadays. Generally speaking, it can be mekel because people are called to shul. What is he referring to? Rabbi said, in previous doyres, there was a person going around in a shtetl with a big bell. Either with a bell or just as common, he'd scream around. He used to be a gabbai, he was paid for that. He'd go around and he would scream that he didn't have to wake up for shachis. It was called a vekka. A vekka used to be called. It was common in all the shtetlach, it used to be a vekka. And people sometimes used to throw water at him as well, you know. And that's what I would do. You know, he would go around to, and that's how, and a vekka was a paid job, it was the gabbai. And that the vekka would also go around before mincha. Depending on the size of the shtetl, either quarter of an hour before, half an hour before, he'd go around and he'd say, mincha, mincha, mincha. He'd go around. It was a vekka. I think it would be quite useful. In a way, it's quite useful, no? I mean, you know, like this, you have no excuse, really. Now, the rabbi said this vekka doesn't exist anymore. Although I have seen a person going around in Yerushalayim once. Yeah. There was in a certain area, he would go around. Yeah, mincha, mincha. He would go around like this. Not as a center, just to be a vekka, there was a person. But in Edgewood, it's not so common yet. We have to get there still. But Rabbi Sai, the poskim asked the following shaila. What about if the whole idea, all the issa of starting to eat is because you're going to end up davening, you may miss mincha. What happens if you're not going to miss mincha? Because every single day you daven the same time. You never daven any other time. You don't even know about any other minchas. There's only one mincha in the world, and that's 7:45 in Kol Yaakov. There's no other mincha. There's no other mincha. And there's, there's what? What? There is
3 o'clock.
There's 3 o'clock. There is no other mincha in the world. So then maybe, would you be able to say a svara that because there's a minyan kavua, there's a fixed minyan, therefore you are not, it's like so ingrained in you, it's so implanted in your daily schedule, like you wouldn't miss it. So maybe are you going to say that because of that there's no issur starting to eat? Would you say that? So Rabbi said, this is what Rav Moshe Feinstein holds, and other poskim, that if you go regularly, every single day you daven the same minyan, there's no issur of eating beforehand. Rabbi said, we learned tonight a lot, and whoever would like a quick summary should go through the Eshe again, Rabbi said.